All right, we're back on the Bengals Beat podcast training camp edition. Again, these are short and sweet. Lindsey Patterson, Charlie Goldsmith. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Lindsay. It was a less eventful day of practice without Joe Burrow, but still an eventful day looking at the offensive line.
I guess we should start with the man, Joe Burrow. I know he had a day off today, but there's plenty to talk about surrounding Burrow right now.
We broke down yesterday kind of the struggles that the offense and the passing game as a whole had been having early in camp. And because of what the Bengals and the offense was installing today, it made sense for today to be the day Burrow got off. It allows him to have back-to-back off days since there's no practice at all tomorrow on Thursday. And on top of that, it was a bunch of short yardage, a bunch of quick hits, screens, red zone stuff, some of the less timing-oriented drills that it's so crucial for Burrow to be a part of. There is no concern of Burrow's ability to be ready for week one of his or of his production so far in training camp. While the results and his passing line have not been ideal at all, Burrow, the man himself, the quarterback, is no concern to Zach Taylor.
All right, we'll stay with the offense right now. Position, offensive line. Jackson Carman has been the topic of discussion. How did the offensive line look today, and any update on Riley Reiff?
So I'll start with Riley, who honestly, you know, when Zach Taylor spoke at around one, we expected him to practice today. Reiff did not practice, but still the fact that there is that timeline shows you that he is very day-to-day. And now that we're on Riley Reiff, I'll keep going with a look at the tackles. I mentioned on yesterday's podcast how much Deontay Smith struggled with the ones. The question is, and the question Taylor was asked today, is how much you're exploring adding a veteran tackle since Fred Johnson is week to week, since Hakeem Adeniji is out indefinitely. And now your only tackles on the right side are Smith, who really struggled against Hubbard, and Isaiah Prince, who honestly has looked better than Smith. But Prince has very limited NFL experience. So the tackle position continues to be a concern as long as there is no Riley Reiff. But today, to be honest, it was more pressure coming through the inside and one-on-one drills than pressure on the outside.
We'll stay with the playmakers on offense right now. Wide receiver room, how has that looked? You know, you can talk about the three receivers, obviously T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase. But how does the back half of the room look too?
Yeah, today was a very interesting day for Jamar Chase. First, I think it was probably his best day of camp. He really climbed the ladder and made a contested 50-50 ball catch right over Chidobe Awuzie. What I said right after he made that play was, well, that's why the Bengals drafted him. And literally for that exact type of a scenario where the Bengals didn't necessarily have that receiver who could make that type of play. Aside from that, as the passing game has struggled, Chase has definitely been a part of that. What Tyler Boyd said about the rookie was, it's about him knowing his assignment. It's not about making the oohs and ahs plays and the spectacular catches like he did today. It's about him knowing his assignments and his little details. And Zach Taylor used very similar language. He says he's working on his technique and understanding route details because the Bengals are asking Chase to run routes that, according to Zach Taylor, Chase didn't run at LSU. So it's continuing to be an adjustment for Jamar Chase, but of course, his starting spot is not at all a question, and it's about just him getting more comfortable right now.
When you look at the tight end room, how has that looked so far?
Yes, so the Bengals specifically yesterday on Tuesday did a lot of two tight end stuff, which is something CJ Uzomah said he expected the Bengals to do more of last season, but they couldn't with Uzomah hurt. Taylor then went through and explained that, you know, it wasn't a ton of 11 personnel yesterday, and that could have compounded the offensive struggles, but from a tight end room specific, Just a training camp guy who's flashed as Mitchell Wilcox keeps making catches. I like his combination of hands and special teams ability. The third tight end spot is one of the true position battles on the Bengals right now. And to be honest, Wilcox has impressed me more than Thad Moss and Mason Streck. It's very early, and I do expect preseason will be a big part in that position battle. But so far, Wilcox is the guy I've been liking.
I know Zach Taylor said Joe Mixon suffered an injury towards the end of practice yesterday, but he went today. When you look at the running back room, Joe Mixon's out there. And then Giovanni Bernard's replacement, what is that looking like?
So, again, Mixon missed yesterday. And yesterday actually was a good day for the run offense. It was an underrated storyline as the passing game really struggled. But Chris Evans had the play of the day in the run game yesterday, breaking between the tackles, making a solid move. And Trevion Williams has been making some good runs as well. In fact, if I were to redo my roster projection, I would probably have Travion Williams making the roster instead of a fourth tight end, which I had heading into camp. So he is impressed. And then today I got a great chance to look at what Chris Evans can do in the passing game. His hands are as steady as advertised. Now with Mixon and the run game overall today, when the Bengals tried to run the ball, it was kind of 80% full speed. The interior defensive line definitely won those matchups. It wasn't a good day for the Bengals run offense, but it wasn't this hugely important day where they were working on this crucial thing. So while the interior defensive line won the battle of the trenches in the run game today, that's not a concern right now at this point of camp.
Let's flip sides to the defensive side because they've been the talk of camp for the last couple of days. The defensive line, I think when you think of the Bengals defense as a whole over the last couple of years, getting to the quarterback has definitely been a weakness for them. Any surprises with any of the additions?
Yeah, so first I'll just say Larry Ogunjobi. It looks like his conditioning work on the rehab field has really picked up. Zach Taylor said it's too soon to know if he's day-to-day or week-to-week, but he's crucial to the Bengals getting an interior pass rush. Even though they have been getting an interior pass rush without him so far, but the guards they're going up against make that harder to evaluate. The defensive line as a whole, I'll continue to stump for Joseph Asai, the third-round rookie, who, again, is a different type of athlete than the Bengals have. You know, Hendrickson and Hubbard have been great. They're now the leaders in the room. Hubbard destroyed Deontay Smith and Trey Hendrickson today on back-to-back plays, had a sack and a pass deflection. Those are the starters. They both had their wow moments. But Asai has kind of been the surprise and the guy who I expect to, you know, I think might be the first defensive end off the bench this season.
I think when you look at the secondary, obviously you have guys like Von Bell, Jesse Bates, and then you look in the cornerback room. These guys are just learning how to play together. A lot of new faces out there. What has been the highlight so far from the secondary?
I'll go with two guys, and I kind of spoke some about them yesterday, but Von Bell and Chidobe Awuzie. The line on Von Bell is, and I'm really stressing this, what his weakness was last season was in pass coverage. And it's so hard to take too much away from the first week of camp. But one of the things you really can take away is that Von Bell has improved in pass coverage with the amount of pass breakups he's getting, with just the way he's reading the field. He watched every mistake he made in the passing game last season and did so much to better prepare himself specifically for tight end matchups. And he has shown significant steps in improvement in that area. I've also been really impressed by Mike Hilton, slot corner they brought in yesterday. He calls himself the best blitzing corner in the NFL, and there's a lot of reason to back that up. He had a pass deflection batting down a Joe Burrow pass as he blitzed the quarterback, and then the battles between him and Kyler Boyd have been great. And just lastly, Chidobe Awuzie, he, if it weren't for Bell, would be the camp MVP so far. It's such great battles and such great competition. He has the size and the physicality and the speed to really stick with all three of the Bengals wide receivers. Boyd, Higgins, and Chase are all so different. Awuzie has a lot of the tools to hang with all of them.
I still feel like we won't get a real feel for the linebacker room until regular season starts. I know Logan Wilson said he's going to have the radio in his helmet this season. What are the expectations and what have you seen from the linebacker room out there?
Well, actually, the thing I think has changed the most in the first week of camp is, you know, the Bengals entered camp, I think, expecting or anticipating a true competition at linebacker. I do not get that sense anymore. Jermaine Pratt made the play of the day on Monday and with the interception of Joe Burrow. He said that he trained with defensive backs this offseason specifically so he could be on the field more in passing situations, yet none of that took away from his reputation as a thumper, that kind of linebacker who's able to clog up lanes on rushdowns. I think he'll still have a two or even three down roll. And then Logan Wilson has really been the guy to get that front and center role in the linebacker room. When you ask defensive players, you know, who's the under the radar guy who has impressed you this year? Von Bell, I believe Ricardo Allen, both two veteran players who certainly know their defense, both pointed to Logan Wilson. His coverage ability makes him so valuable, and it looks like he's taken that next step in understanding the scheme and increasing his confidence in the scheme. I really do think now those two starting spots are locked up with Wilson and Pratt.
And we heard from Zach Taylor today, and he mentioned Joe Burrow. He got the day off. What were some of your takeaways? And it sounds like Burrow and some of the other starters won't be playing in preseason.
Yeah, so the one thing with Burrow, the line was that A lot of players are prepping for week one of the preseason. I think the top two guys with that are Jackson Carman and Michael Jordan, who are getting a ton of work right now at the guard positions because they're going to need those preseason games to really see what they have. But Trey Hopkins, Joe Burrow, DJ Reader are more of a week one of the regular season mindset. And, you know, now we get to see probably Jordan and Sufilo and Spain and Carman and some of the backup guys and the defensive line and in the secondary are now the crucial players to watch. Today, it wasn't just me. All eyes were on the offensive line and the defensive line. And that will continue to be a focus if the Bengals figure out rotations on both those units.
In case Bengals fans miss it, they didn't see on Twitter. Obviously, they need to check out Cincinnati.com. What were some other things that you noticed during training camp today?
Other things I noticed during training camp today, it was, you had the two most explosive plays of camp so far. Play action where Brandon Allen rolled out on his back foot, threw a dime across the field to T. Higgins. That was a very impressive play that shows Higgins is an opportunity to be a deep threat is an underrated part of his skill set because he's so physical. One of the lines of the day was Tyler Boyd calling him, I think it was like the next Megatron or the new Megatron or baby Megatron or something like that. Aside from that, there was Chase, as I mentioned, making that contested catch down the field. So those were significant steps. Special teams overall has been impressive throughout camp. And the Bengals did try to establish the run more today. The defensive line, specifically on the interior, really won those matchups.
Off day for the Bengals tomorrow. They get back to work on Friday. No off days for Charlie Goldsmith. He has plenty online at Cincinnati.com. What else is up there?
I have a story on the five most interesting players in training camp this week. Today, I have a story. Is the defense really good, or is there reason to be concerned about the offense, looking at where things stand on both sides of the ball? And, of course, we'll have more the rest of the week.
Check it out over on Twitter, too, ENQ Sports, Instagram, ENQ Bengals. And thank you for listening to the Bengals Beat Podcast.